Another King Charles Ender. So 2024 $1 coin, $2 to $8 is a recent selling price range on those. Let's check it out. So 2024 King Charles Mob of Roo. So if it's got the kangaroos on it, yes, that's a good point. That could be a Bluey's coin, a Bluey or Bingo coin. So those are worth between $2.50 and $5.50. So we don't know. We'll check it out. The Mob of Roos is just the standard kangaroos design. So we'll get this coin out of the roll right here. We'll check that one out, see which one it is, because it'll be one of those two. And if you want those lists available through the link in my account, click in my profile picture and the link below the Australian flag. Let's see what we've got. Have we got a Bluey? We've got the Mob of Roos. So this is the Kangaroos 2024 $1 coin. They made 4.6 million at the moment. Sometimes the mintage figures can change over a few year period. But that's how many at the moment. So $2 to $8 on these. A little bit of damage. See that scratch across here and a bit of dirt on the coin. That dirt would probably come off, but that scratch won't. But we'll put it aside. We'll keep it. And we'll check the rest of these, see if we can add something else to the collection. Zoom out a little bit close there. And hopefully you've been having a great day. Things are going well for you. Let's go. Boop. We'll come back in. So Charles Kingsford Smith, you can get a little bit of an error on this where it's called a wing tip cud, which is a little bit of extra metal between the wing tip and the rim of the coin. A bit hard to see if this one has it because there's a bit of dirt there, but it's a relatively common error that can occur. So if you are looking for errors, then that one's a fairly easy one to accrue because they made a fair few of those coins. So you can check for them fairly readily. And yep, they're pretty common, but here we go. We'll see if we can spot a missing leg on this 2015. Nope, I can see the leg in the back. Ooh, this might be something. 2024. There we go, the AFL Premiership medallion coin. So it says Brownlow. It's got the Brownlow medal in the middle, but it's got AFL Premiership season on the top here. Sort of covered one of these coins recently, so a few people asked that question. And it is interesting that they've got the Queen on this design, which is a 2024 coin, when it was, yeah, a few years since her passing. So this is the Queen's reign, 1952 to 2022 at the top, and it's a 2024 coin over here. But yep, this is the AFL Premiership season coin. So recent selling price ranges on these, $3 to $7. Cool. Oh, this one might have the missing leg. So the leg we're looking at, it's the third kangaroo dance. That's this one over here. It's got this leg here. There's usually a leg underneath the belly in the back, and it's usually a little bit fainter, but sometimes it's totally missing on the 2015s. And you've got to glint it around in different lights. And yeah, you see here under this light here, it's got a little bit, you're sort of seeing it coming through. So I probably wouldn't class this one as a missing leg just because I can see it under certain light, just a little bit of a hint of it. However, if you find one where it's totally missing, $2 to $5 is a recent selling price range. That was close. That was close. Quite on the Western Front, just concentrating, trying to find some of these little errors, little blobs of metal that can occur. Can get a little bit across the top of the hat of this gentleman here, the 2005 piece coin. What have we got price-wise if you find that extra bit of metal? I'll just try and find it on the list. There it is, at $3.45 to $16 if you can find that extra bit. Woo! This coin has had a rough life. I don't know where it's been. It looks like it's been on the road and a few cars have driven over it, but nothing special, unfortunately. There you go. So from that lot, we've got two keepers. We've got the King Charles 2024 coin, Charlie Boy, and we've got the AFL Premiership season coin from 2024 as well, with the Brownlow medal in the middle there. So two coins, the Queen and her son, the King. Cool.